Good morning, Rabbi Yisrael. Halimud of Halacha every day is a schus for Halacha Yisrael that should have a refuah shleima b'korov. So, we were learning Simon Kufpei Sif Dalet about the idea of covering the knife during benching. And we said, this is a point that you made, Chaskel, about but not on Shabbos. You said that you cover the knives only on the weekday, but not on Shabbos. The shaila is, why should Shabbos be different? The first thing to say is that the Ba'al Hetev brings down, as bimedino seinu, as in our country, which was in Ukraine, and the Ba'al Hetev was published in 1742. He writes, bimedino seinu, ein noyagin lechalek bein Shabbos lechol. That's what he says. There's no difference between Shabbos and Chol in the Ukraine over 200 years ago. Yeah?
And what?
Was? Was? Now, those who are mechalek between Shabbos and Chol, those who are mechalek between Shabbos and Chol, they say as follows. There are three reasons brought down as to why there should be a difference between Shabbos and Chol. Number one is that according to the reason that we have, that we're not going to put a blade on our table because our table is doimel mizbeach, and the Torah said that you may not cut the mizbeach with a blade because a blade is there to harm and to kill, whereas the mizbeach is there in order to prolong life. He says, ein boinim mizbeach b'Shabbos. On Shabbos you wouldn't build a mizbeach. So therefore, on Shabbos there shouldn't be a reason to not put the blade near the stone, because Binyan Beis HaMikdosh is not Doicha Shabbos. So therefore you wouldn't be using, even if you wanted to cut the stones of the Mizbeach with a blade, you wouldn't be doing it on Shabbos. So that's one reason that's brought down. Another reason that's brought down is that which the Taz says, which sounds a bit surprising, but he says, I mentioned it yesterday, that the other reason that was brought down for cutting the knife was because somebody became so distressed when he said Rachim No, that he plunged a knife and stabbed himself. He picked up a knife off the table and stabbed himself because he was so distressed at the thought of Churban Beis HaMikdosh. He says, that story happened on Chol. It happened on a weekday. Because it happened on a weekday, therefore, they only made the gezeira that you shouldn't that you shouldn't stab yourself on a weekday. Yeah? Now, what? Oh, so the question is, what's the difference? We can speculate as to whether or not a person is more relaxed on Shabbos, he's less stressed. The Simcha Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos is it's true actually. Shabbos is it's an issa of causing a chavola, of causing a wound on Shabbos. I don't know. I don't know exactly why it should be different, but they said the Maisa Shahoya was on the Chol, and therefore there weren't goes on the Shabbos. And then there is another one that the Shari Tshuva brings down, B'Shem Ramosha called Aviro, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are me'ein Olam Haba. We're in the mood of Olam Haba, and in the Olam Haba, Bila Hamavis Lanetzach, in Olam Haba there is no Misa. So exactly how you understand Olam Haba, etc., etc. But he says it's a situation where there's no Misa, therefore there's no risk. So these are three reasons that are brought down as to why on Shabbos you shouldn't have to be makbid to hide the blade during benching. But B'Medina Seinu, as I said, the Ba'al Hetev says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it goes with Minhagim. Also, all these the question about stabbing yourself, Rachim No, that should apply only during benching. Yeah, the question of having a blade on the table, because the table is doimer to mizbeach, and the blade doesn't cut the mizbeach, that the choyer should apply. You shouldn't be able to put a blade on the table for the entire meal. Why dafka b'shas benching? I don't know the answer. But that's what it says. So somebody who still has that minhag, so those people who are noig to cover the blade, whether or not you do it Shabbos as well, will depend on the minhagim.
Didn't the Kahanim carry a knife when they went on the Mizbeach?
Start to the other Northwest London, Monday, Yud Gimel 7, 9th of June. Dain Yeshua Posen Shlita Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Newman, the Chvitzum Mitzvah of Ari, Mary Yoy, La Shabbos Yirotzen Shehu Rov Ruskenu Rav Nachas Meina Mekon Yitzei Chol Tzehem Zkutz HaShvoim Ma'achayelim Ma'milchamo Sheachzu Levotzeim L'Shalom B'mheiro.
Good morning. If I can begin by saying it's a pleasure to have Rav Tuti here, the Maaseh Baruch Hashem. Hundreds of thousands of hours of Torah learned around the world b'zchusui, Hashem, him and his mishpacha shtav yeshuas and mefuas. The original topic advertised of this week's today's shiur is a topical theme, which sometimes means that the Malkut Shiur hasn't had a chance to think about what he's talking about. But the Maaseh Chazal explained that the reason why straight after the Yidden received the Torah on Har Sinai in Parshas Yisro comes Parshas Mishpatim is because once the Torah received the Klal Yisrael received the Torah, they now have a chiyuv to sit down and start learning the practical halachas, especially the momnus ones. And therefore, having just had Kabbalas HaTorah on Shavuos, it's appropriate that we should discuss some of the halachas which we come across potentially on a regular basis. Not every day necessarily, but I'd like to discuss a particular area of halacha, which is possibly one of the only areas of halacha which the Hamoin Om needs to be aware of on the spot. Most scenarios, most shailas that people have nowadays, you can go and ask a Rav, you can text a shaila, you can all sorts of options available. It's your dua that a Rav, one area that a Rav himself has to know on the spot is Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, because if there's a problem with the Sefer Torah and the whole kiddush is waiting, you can't just say, be machmir, put it back, chas v'shalom, because there's various ramifications. So Rav's got to know on the spot. Most people don't have to be able to answer that shayla on the spot. But there's one particular area where Yid has to know the shayla, the halacha, on the spot, and that's Hilchos HaShavos HaVeda. A person's walking in the street, a person's in the Beis HaMedrash, a person's in the mikveh, wherever it may be, and they find something, see something, which may or may not be an Aveda, and they have to know what to do, because on the one hand, one might just say, pick it up, but by etzem, the halacha might say, you're not meant to pick it up. On the other hand, if you don't pick it up, you could be over a lav and various other isurim. So therefore, it's an area of halacha where it's worth spending a little bit of time you have today. Really, you could give a number of shiurim on Hilchos HaShavos HaAveda. But I'd like to just focus on a few core principles today so that we hopefully end up a little bit clearer. Just as a disclaimer, the halachas we're going to be talking about today, because we have limited time, are going to be focusing on the halachas. We're not discussing the law of returning lost items. That's beyond the remit of today's shiur. And second of all, we're going to focus particularly on halachas of finding an akum aveda which belongs to Yisrael. That's the time that we have to deal with today. What we're talking about today is the halachas of aveda which belong to Yisrael. That's
in the street. You don't know.
We're going to get there. So. I was in the mikveh last week and somebody saw a watch on the bench there in the mikveh. There was no one around it. He picked it up. He said, does this belong to anyone? No one responded. So no problem. Off he went, gave it to the mikveh attendant, the boy sitting outside. Said, here, someone left this watch here. Is that correct thing to do? Not correct thing to do. Sometimes you're walking in various shuls past the notice board and you may see something pinned onto the notice board. This was found in shul. Is that correct? Is that not correct? Lomazen. It's worth, by way of introducing these halachas, the Mechaber and Cheshmisho Rishon Tess, let's just set the scene of the severity of what we're talking about here, says as follows. He brings the famous Gemara Lemaisa. Something that's interesting about Hilchos HaShavos HaAveda is the first Gemaras that most of us learned were Hilchos Eilim Metzias. Right, we learn Eilim Metzias, Shein Lang, we've maybe chazed it with different children along the way, and you know, Eilim Metzias, we're all bakant in Eilim Metzias. The first Chesh Mishot Kol that I went to is Nishmas Yisrael, headed by Rabbi Avraham Cohen, who comes here sometimes collecting for the Kol, and his Kol was started because he was in Ponovich Kol for many years, and he was once walking along and he found an Aveda and he didn't know what was he meant to do with it. Was he meant to pick it up, not pick it up? And he was very perturbed. And he learned Eilim Metzias Asachmol, and he didn't know what the halacha was. So he went to speak to Rishach, and Rishach said, "Daf lernen shmeitz aliv de hilchasa. You talk have to make sure you know what the halacha is, how to apply the halacha." And that's the mantra of his kol. So the Mechaber says, "Hirishon tesiv alef haroya avedas Yisrael If a person finds an aveda that belongs to a yid, he's mechuyev to deal with it and return it to its owner. Shenema hashiv to shivim zemitzus asei. V'im not lo amanas l'gozlo. But if he doesn't, if he picks up with intention of stealing it, and the owner hasn't yet been miyayish at the time when he picks it up, over mishum hashiv to shivim lochicha. He's over on being mevatel the mitzvah asi, mishum leisigzol, and the love leisigzol, mishum leisuchal isalim, and the love that he's not allowed to look the other way. Here, he hasn't actually looked the other way, but he's effectively looked the other way because instead of going to do the mitzvah of Ashos Aveda, he's taking it for himself. Even if he returns it afterwards, kva'ova leisuchal isalim, says the Mechabi passes like Tosus, you're still over leisuchal isalim. If you have a look in the Shach brings the Rambam. And others who learn that no, you're actually over the more than that. Even if you go and give it back, you're just giving a matana. It's too late. You've been over all these different issurim. Not lo lifneyu shadas lach zero. Says Mechal, one to be picked up before Yush with intention of taka returning it. But la'acha Yush, but by the time the owner has ready to be miyayish, nisraven legozda, he changes his mind, he decides, you know, I'm taking it for myself. Ein over elo mishum hoshiv tashivim. Then he's only over hoshiv tashivim. Himti nadacha Yush, he's a London. He's seen Aved on the floor. He knows Hilchas Hashavas Aved. He knows if he picks up now, Yishle Midas, we'll come to that in a minute. So he waits, watches his clock. Can we now estimate that the owner's already been Miyayish? Oh, now he's been Miyayish, I can pick it up. Now it doesn't belong to him, he's been Miyayish already. Says the Bechaba from the Gemara, Eino Eva El Mishun Lusuch Al Yisalim. He's still over on a lav Lusuch Al Yisalim. Lusuch Al Yisalim is a lav, you're not allowed to look the other way. You know, sometimes a person sees an Aved, and he starts thinking, oh, do I need a headache? You know, I'm going to find the owner. How many coats do I already have in my cupboard at home that belong to who knows whom, been sitting there ready through a lot of Pesach cleans? And, you know, so do I want to... So there's a lav, l'such l'salim, to try to avoid picking up and doing the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is an interesting mitzvah. It's one of the rare mitzvahs, like Shaleach Tishalach, where a person can't set out to do this mitzvah. Right, comes to sukkah, the person wants to shake up. A minute wants to sit in the sukkah, pays that matzah, thrilling every day, kriyasha. Then mitzvah, so where he gets up and says, I want to do my mitzvah today. You can't say, I want to do mitzvah Shavuos Aveda. If the Rebbein Shem gives you an opportunity to do it, then you can do it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But when he does, then you have to make sure you're doing the right thing.
When is the mitzvah?
Says the Mechaber, and see base. So anyone who wants notes for this shir, and they want a brief summary, so the Mechaber Rishon test seed base, gives an opening little flow chart. For what is the mitzvah Shavuos Aveda? Says the Mechaber, when is there actually a chiyuv? And he lists a summary, which then you have to learn the other sifim simonim to go through in more detail. But the summary is as follows: the mokum shu chayv lehoshiv l'sham has to be in a place where you're chayv to return it from there. We're going to elaborate on some of these. The mokum shu roy the estapik boy ba aveda, and in a place where you have to Taka think that this is an aveda. Ushetei beinyan shemuchach shi'aveda shleitiyah midas. Actually, it's not an aveda midas. We're going to come to all of these in a second. Meaning, it wasn't the person's intention he left it there, and it's not lost bechalal. Ushayir bo shove pruta. It has to be worth a pruta, and worth a pruta means on the market, not dafka to the owner. Ushayesh simon begufa oibe mekoima. And there's a simon on it itself, or where it's placed. We'll come to that. So shiyem etapelbo im hoyster shaloi. An interesting get-out option for some people, if it's the type of aveda where if this belonged to you, you wouldn't bother returning it all because it's pasnish for you, it's bizoyan for you. You wouldn't bother yourself with it. Then you're not mechuyev. It's learned from psukim. You're not mechuyev to try to return it to the owner. Ushetiyah shel misha chayev leheshiv avidosei, and it belongs to someone who you're chayev to return Aveda. Avalim chose achas mikol elu, ein nechayev, lehoshiv avidosa, if it's lacking any one of these, then you're not mechuyev to return Aveda. So let's go through some of these and understand a bit more what we're talking about. So, first of all, an Aveda. A shayla which was get asked, fairly common here in Golders Green. In fact, I have a close relative of mine who was very nervous about this particular shayla. Remember, it's a potential lav if you look the other way. A person's walking back from Maariv late at night, and they see on their street a kosher king trolley. Right? For some people, this is a regular occurrence. Right? So for some reason, some people think that when you shop in kosher king, and you put your bags in the trolley, and you take it to your car, there's kind of some, you know, like you have self-drive Ubers, etc. So there's these trolleys must find their way back by themselves. So we're not here discussing the potential issurim that someone has if they take it and don't put it back, but put that out there. But if I'm walking in the street and I find a trolley, it belongs to Kosher King, it's a Jewish shop, so there's Aveda of Yisrael, and it's in the middle of the street, right? And it's not mishmeres, it's not guarded, and do I have a chiyuv to return it? So I know some people who are very worried about this. They push it home, they take it into the house, they take it back the next day to the shop. So nothing to do with them, and they do this on a regular occasion. I know one person who had three trolleys in their house at night because they found different trolleys. And then, now, so do you have, is this a problem, not a problem? Now one could argue. No, but does Kosher King know where it is? Aveda is even where you know it is. If it's got a sim, if I find someone's wallet with their name and address, I know exactly who it is. It's still an Aveda.
I know where it is.
Oh, wait. So Lemaisa, first of all, one could argue, is it an Aveda or is Aveda Midas? Because Be'etzim, if they allow people to walk off with it, presumably by now they've worked out that a lot of people don't return it, and they don't do anything about it, maybe it's an Aveda Midas. But Lemaisa, on the other hand, we're dealing with a potential deraisa. Can you just rely on that or not rely on that? So I've done Golders Green a favor. I've called up Kosher King last night and said, I'm giving a shiur tomorrow morning. Spoke to the owners and said, can I tell the tzibur that you have no chiyuv mitzidom? They're moichel if there's a chiyuv to begin with. You're moichel, you don't have to wheel back these trolleys. And they said, yes. Avada, those people who take them have a chiyuv to put them back, but you're not mechuyev to put them back. So episode 15.
Including congestion in Golders Green. Yeah.
Lemaisa, this halacha which we learned earlier of something which is pasnished and then there's a gzeris hakosev that you're potter from doing, one example might be a trolley. If you have a Rosh Hashiva and he's walking through the streets, if he wouldn't normally be walking from six blocks away with a trolley through Golders Green Road with an empty trolley, then, and especially if people see it, they might start thinking what's going on here, you know. So if he wouldn't do that himself for his own shopping, he's not mechuyev to do that. Right? If you see a tricycle. Right, so certain people would be passionate to start walking through Golders Green Road with a tricycle. So if it would suck me something which they wouldn't do for themselves or for their child or grandchild, then it's learned from Sukkim that as well you're potter. But you have to think long and hard whether something tzaka qualifies for this. If something has a simon, right? So we all learned the Gemara, one of the first Gemaras we learned in Shas, Yishle Midas. So the halacha is, if a person loses something which doesn't have a simon, then they give up hope. When do they give up hope? Once they know that they've lost it. So the Gemara discusses various scenarios where a person knows that they've lost it straight away, whether it's because of its value and they keep checking it, whether because it's heavy, so the moment they no longer have it, then they'll realize it's not on them anymore. But otherwise, if a person wouldn't realize straight away, then even if it doesn't have a simon, if you pick it up before the person's miyayish, the owner's miyayish, then you can no longer put it down after he's miyayish, because now you picked up, you have a chiyuv to return it to the owner, assuming that it belongs to a yid with all the other conditions to be discussed. One of the famous examples brought down in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch is Adam Mamashish Mekisei B'chol Shor. A person's wallet, someone's money, people check constantly. They tap it, they feel it constantly. And therefore, if a person were to find, so one of the examples that's going to be given, where a person is miyayish, even though they lose something with a simon, and the Chabah says in Sif Hei, Reishon Tes Sif Hei, the Chabah says if a person loses something in a place where Rov Akum, if a person loses something, let's say he's in the middle of Heathrow Airport, and he realizes he's lost his wallet, right? He's lost his wallet, so it's a Mokum Shah Rov Akum, and even though it's got a simon, it's got in it his name, it's got in it his number, it's got no money, so Masami, he doesn't think necessarily he's going to get it back, Bechal. And because he doesn't think he's going to get it back, he's going to think someone's going to take it. Now, he might go to information, ask them to call and see if anyone's dropped in, lost and found, but he knows that the chances are slim. So in such a case, if the person finds it, if I go there and I find Taka this wallet, and it's got a name, it's got an address, and it's Yankel Cohen, I see clearly who it is, I know who it is, I know where he is. So the Gemara says that Be'etzem, Odom Mashish Mekisev, Bechol Shor, a person checks his wallet. So if you find his wallet, he already knows he's lost it. Now it's interesting because in the time of the Gemara, money was metal, was coins, and it had a weight as well. The Gemara doesn't say because of the weight, you know because of the value. But the interesting thing, if you're walking in the street, imagine you're walking here in the shul, and you find on the floor a £20 note. Right? Now, I'm not going to ask all of you to tell if you know exactly what notes you have in your wallet right now. Some of you might, But if one of them would have fallen out your wallet, would you be aware? Your wallet doesn't weigh any less. You can check your wallet, tap your wallet constantly. I don't know if you'd necessarily know that you dropped a note. So can we rely on that chazal, which tells us, and you can keep it? And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, yes, that's the halacha. If you find a 20-pound note on the floor, you can assume that the person who lost it knows he's lost it. He's already been miyayish. It doesn't have a simon. Now, in simonim, there's a simon when something's put somewhere, where the place can be a simon. But if something's fallen, then the place isn't a simon, because by nature we say the person doesn't realize he's lost it. So, for example, come back to that watch. That watch, which was not on the floor in the mikveh, it was on the bench in the mikveh, it didn't fall on the bench. Someone took it off when they were getting undressed. They put it down on the bench. So it's mokum mishtama, where derech hinuach. A person has put something down in a place that's mishtama, it's guarded. It's not like putting something down on a park bench in the middle of the street. It's in a place where you have to put your finger or whatever it is to get in there. It's locked up be'etzem. So it's locked up from the hamoin om, and people are there. So there, it's definitely been put there. The place would be a simon. Not only will the place be a simon, because it's hinuach, the person will mustoma realize he hasn't got his watch, or say, where daddy, if I left in the mikveh, he'll come back to get it. Right? So if I pick it up, first of all, I'm a chuyv to pick it up, pashtus not. Second of all, if I pick it up, does it have a simon? Now, the fact that it's a blue watch, right, which is mass produced, isn't necessarily an ideal simon itself, because there are lots of these watches that get made. So an item which he doesn't have a particular scratch in a particular place, probably the best simon he would have is, I left it on that bench. However, that's also a little bit troubling, because anyone else in the mikveh may well have seen that watch on that bench, and they'll know about the simon. The problem is, if you pick it up and you give it, let's say, to a yeled, if it's a cotton who's on duty there, I don't know the age of the people, I don't remember how old they are, but if you give it to someone there who's not going to necessarily look after it properly, or worse, if someone comes to them and say, I found a watch, and they say, here, without checking that you need the right simonim, then by me picking it up, I now have a chiyuv hashavas aveda. If I give over that to someone else who doesn't carry out the hashavas aveda properly, that's my problem. That's my achrayus. Mashenkin, if I'm walking and I find on the floor a 20-pound note, it's fallen on the floor. The mokum's not a simon. There is no simon on the note itself. There's no signature on it or anything else that identifies it. Then betzim it's an aveda, I'm allowed to keep it. Now, there's a fascinating story which we said a number of years ago in a completely different context. So I'm just going to say it very quickly because it just helps broaden the mind. The context that it's relevant to, I'm just going to say quickly because that's not so much Hashavas Aveda, but during the war in Ponovich Yeshiva, there was a bocher who received a terrible basura that unfortunately his family had been wiped out in the Holocaust. And he was in Bnei Brak at the time, and he went into his room and he locked the door and he wouldn't open the door. And he was there for a while, and his roommates, no one could get him to open the door. Bnei Brak, boiling hot. And after a while, I don't know if it was on that day or the next day, eventually the Bochum were really worried. This person's not coming out. There's nothing we could do. And they went to the Ponovich Rav, and they told him about it. So Ponovich Rav told him to get a locksmith. And they got a locksmith. He bust open the lock. And he went inside, and he closed the door. And he sat down on the bed with this Bochum. And he tried to comfort the Bochum, and he said, I want to tell you a story. A Meister Shehoyer. There was, before the war, a Yid who used to go once a year to the big Yerid, to the big sale in another town, and used to borrow money from the Ashirim locally, and used to go off to the town, used to buy all the wares he needed, and come back and sell them over the course of the year, and pay back the money he borrowed, and the change he'd used to support his family, and that's what he did every single year. One year he was ill in bed, he couldn't move, he poshut, couldn't even walk. And he came closer and closer to the Yerid, and he didn't know what to do. How is he going to feed his family? And eventually it came to a few days before, and his wife said to him, there's no way, you can't even walk out of bed. There's no way you can travel to another town. What are we going to do? And she said, I'll go. Tell me exactly what to buy. Tell me what to pay. I will go and buy the goods. And Beles Breyer, the family needed a panosa. So he agreed. So he sent her with a letter to the two local Ashirim and said, I'm sending my wife. Can you please lend me the money which you lend me every year? Pass it on to her, and then he wrote her a whole list of exactly which shops to go, how much to pay, how much to buy, and he told her, let me tell you how to do it. When you get there, you go to each stall, you put in your order, you haggle on the price, but you don't pick it up at the time, because otherwise you're going to be schlepping all these things around the whole of the market. So you go to each stall, when you placed all your orders, you've gone through the whole market, go back to the beginning, pick up your orders and pick up everything along the way. So that's what she did. She went there, she placed all her orders in all the different stalls around the market. She went back to the beginning and she came to pay and she put her hand in her bag and the purse which had in it all this money wasn't there. And she starts screaming, Chai v'chai. Mum is shying, Kailis and Rokim. What's going to be? What's going to be with my family? What my husband's relying on me? What are we going to eat? And Mum is shying, Chai v'chai. There were other Yidden there in the market who saw this Yiddish lady in distress, and they came over. They came over to see if they could help. What, you know, what's the story? Can we help with anything? And she explained she's lost this thing and said, well, where have you been? She said, I've been around the whole market. She told the whole tour. So the Yidden started going, looking to see if they could help this lady find her purse. And eventually, one of the Yidden found another Yid, and he said, you know, he said, have you seen anywhere there's a purse? He said, yeah, I found the purse. He said, you found the purse? He said, yes. So he said, come with me. He schleps him to the woman. And she says the simonym of her purse. And he says, yeah, this matches the simonym of the purse. And he says, hey, this is your purse. And he hands her back the purse. Everyone's very excited until she opens the purse, and there's no money there in the purse. And again, Nachmal Kailas Rachim starts crying and screaming, and everyone's all mamish, ach, Nebuch, it's finished. Now we know, we've got the purse, there's no money, finished, she's lost her money. And this gentleman who had the presence of mind to, this gentleman who found the other one had the presence of mind to stop and think and ask a shayla. And he said to this person who returned the purse, said, do you mind me asking, when you found the purse, did it have any money in it? And the person's a bit, blushes a bit and says, actually it did. Yeah, it did. So it did? He said, yeah. Said, a lot of money? He said, yeah, I had a lot of money. So he said, so, well, then what are you doing? you're returning your empty purse, you're keeping this lady's money. Look at this, my lady, look at the tzaris. So he says, listen, this lady, when she was nigzer, she should lose her money and I feel very bad for her. Well, enough, if I find it or someone else finds it, I'm finding a mokum shirov akum. Right, where a person's miyayish, as we just learned halacha a minute ago, a person's miyayish, rei vakum, and finished, it's gone. So it's, I find all the mashash rechisi b'chol shah, everyone becomes, knows all the halachas. She was miyayish, shirti, by the time I found it, I'm allowed to keep the money, so you know, I feel bad for her, but I've also got chavis, I've also got family to support. And the Baruch Shem gave me a once-off matana that I had this windfall. They're two separate meisim, don't blur the meisim together. So he said, I hear what you're saying, but you're a little bit negia to the shayla. I mean, I've got to go and ask Adam Godel. You can't just paskin this for yourself. So they went, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was to Rizal Chonon Spector. They went to ask Rizal Chonon, and Rizal Chonon heard the shayla is a hin neher, and he paskined that you have to return Aveda. Now, by the way, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that v'mochem shirov akum, even though a person's miyayish, there is a lifnim mishur sadin to return it, but the Ramah differentiates between whether the person who finds it is an Oshir and the one who lost it is an Oni. So in this particular Shaila, Lav Dafka, that would apply, but the Yitzchak Cholon said, you have to return it. So the person said, listen, if the Rav's passing, you have to return it, I'm going to listen, but can you explain to me why? The Maisa, it's Mamish Gemara's, Rav Akum, Adam Mashash Rekisei, what should be the problem? So he said, you're right, Betzim, but there's one thing you forgot. Who owns this money? So the Yitzchak Cholon, this money belongs to the husband. She's a shliach. The husband is in a different place in Ebuchilim bed, and he's got no idea that his wife has lost his money. Probably good job. He's got no idea that his wife has lost his money, so he hasn't been miyayish. Ah. So the fact that she's been miyayish, she's definitely been miyayish. But the owner of the money hasn't been miyayish. And if the owner of the money hasn't been miyayish, it's not an aveda, and you have to return it. I must tell you, the first time I heard this story, I'd finished learning Hilchos HaShavuos Aveda, I'd been fehed on it, and I'm almost sure I knew Hilchos Aveda cold, and I didn't see it coming. It's the goddess of Adam Godel. Since then, I've had a few shaylas, which because of this story, I've had my eyes open to. But the mice in Naveda as well. You have to person asked a shayla in school. They found Naveda. Is it yeah Naveda, not Naveda? Are you talking about primary school or grammar school? If you're talking about primary school, it's ketanim can't be miyayish. And even there, is it theirs that they were miyayish, or did they bring something from home that their father belongs to? Their father doesn't even know they've lost it, right? So it's a goddess. Just to finish that mice, the Ponovitch Rav turned to this bacha and said, "You see from this mice that a person can only be miyayish on what belongs to them." Said the Ponovitch Rav, the Baruch Shem gives each and every one of us a neshama. It's not ours. It's a pekodin. It's entrusted to us. Mele Yid can never be miyayish. Times are sometimes are difficult and challenging. But Yid can't be miyayish. It was not within their rights to be miyayish. Yid doesn't feature in our vocabulary. That was the phenomenal, powerful story of the Ponovitch Rav. Like upon him, so again, in the Aveda, you have to know whose it is, Bechlal, right? So if you find an Aveda in a place where it's fallen,
So then the siman will only be a siman if on the item there's a siman. Right? Now on the item a siman, a mass-produced item, you find a Parker pen on the floor, chances are it doesn't have any siman at all. Right? You can open it inside and see if it's got a name. But otherwise, chances are it doesn't have a siman. There is one exception to something which you think doesn't have a siman, but is still considered having a siman. The Gemara says that Tamidei Chachamim have Tvi'as Ayin. Tvi'as Ayin means, even though there's no siman, they can identify which one's theirs. If you ever want an example of this, stand outside a kollel at the end of Seder, and watch all the Yungalite, or Yeshiva, watch all the Yungalite come outside and take their hats off the hook. Right? Now, I guarantee you, you put all those hats, I'm not talking about hats with names, without names. If you'd say, okay, can you tell me which hat is yours by describing to me the siman, they'll say it's the black one. Yeah, it's a bit bashed up, but no siman. That qualifies as a siman, nothing that identifies it. But Tvi'as Ayin, everyone looks at it, they know roughly, and they all go, you watch it, it's fascinating. They all go exactly, they say, pick it up, no, put it back. They got their one and they all walk off then, and no hats left. Right? The classic example, Mamish Tree Asayim, but by Etzem, you wouldn't be able to say, okay, what simon can you give me for your hat? Nothing I can give you. So if it's Samid Chomim, then state that Etzem, there's a Musa Yot Tree Asayim. The Chiyuv to return an Aveda is when A, it's an Aveda, it's lost, B, it has a simon, or the what happens if you find an Aveda, which doesn't have a siman, but the owner doesn't yet know about it. It's not something which we say the owner would know about Odom Mashash Mekisei straight away. Granted, they say nowadays probably the best example of Odom Mashash Mekisei, B'chol Shor, B'chol Rega, is a phone. Right? If you find a phone, a person for sure knows it's lost, but there's a bit of a problem because A, not only does it have a siman, but B, they can call it to try and find who's found their phone. So it's not the same as, I can't find it, I'm never going to get it back. People aren't miyayish on their phones so quickly. All right, so that would be different. But the Meister, if you find an Aveda, and you see something on the on the floor, and you want to know, do you have a chiv to pick it up? And it's a machum sheini mishtama, it's in the middle of the street. So now, on the one hand, if I pick it up before the owner's miyayish, then I'm going to have a chiv loilam to hold this Aveda till Elyon Novi comes. Right? On the other hand, can I pick it up? So do I have a chiyuv lisuch lisalim if I look the other way and don't pick it up? So Rukivega brings down that's heyoy, so you won't be able to return it to the owner because it doesn't have a simon. You have no chiyuv to pick it up. But the Torah gives you a chiyuv to pick it up is to try and return it. Something which you can never return just to put in another box till Elyon Novi comes, says Rukivega, there's no such chiyuv. The Shulchan Aruch Rav argues and says, no, there's a chiyuv. There's a chiyuv still, Ashov Saveda. And yes, wait till Elyon Novi comes. Rabbi Yashiv Paskins, the one from Milan, Rabbi Kivega, says it makes a lot of sense. Just to understand, we're talking about potential deraisa, sophic deraisa. Kivega says that you're not mechuyev to pick up. Not everyone necessarily agrees with that. Just to finish again, we haven't in any way said all of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, but one point which is very worthwhile noting: this musig of taking an aveda and putting it on the notice board is mamish neged halacha. Right? The Torah says when you pick up an aveda, you have a chiyuv to try and call out. How you call out nowadays, we can discuss whether you put out in the paper, whether you send on social media, whether you put a sign in the shul where you found it, a sign in a few shuls, the advertisers, whatever it is. One thing you can't do is shirk your responsibility by going to a notice board and putting it on the notice board where anyone could come along and take it, and you're bechal not watching, making sure that it goes to our owner anymore. There's a chiyuv to look after this aveda. The Torah is being mechayev of you to be a shomer. It's the only case where a person's a shomer against their wishes, against them. Before a person, normally, you want to be a shomer, you have to accept to be a shomer. Here, the Torah makes you a shomer. So the Rebbein Shem has made you a shomer, and you're dumping your responsibility by just putting in somewhere, Yotzezan. Right? Where else would the Torah mitzvah would we take such an approach? But Etzem, and when someone comes to identify, say, oh, you found something, then it's not a shmak. It's not a shmak, but you better have to ask for simonim. And sometimes the person says, I heard you found a watch. Did you find a watch? He says, yes. He says, oh, very good, I lost my watch. So then, yeah, this honest person, he looks at Eloch, Pashto have to give it back to him. But Etzem, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're meant to ask for simon, you know, say, can you just tell me what color, what style, etc.? Where did you lose it? So again, if it's mokim, it was put down in a certain place, then the mokim's a simon as well. But otherwise, you need some identifying features in order to make sure that you've been mekayim your mitzvah properly. Again, this is one of the mitzvahs which Betzim is no less choshev than all the other mitzvahs which we are machme on as we should be. But Betzim, this mitzvah needs to be given the attention it deserves, and Hashem, we should all be zeicher to find the different mitzvahs in all areas of life. Schreier.
Schreier. Schreier. Schreier. Schreier.